Welcome to the February Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering 2018. I want to kick this off by expressing my thanks and gratitude to each of you for joining as a member of Parkinson's Recovery and supporting our mission. It means that there is less that I personally have to subsidize when it comes to supporting all of the many, many free resources that we provide to our large audience. From the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you for being there for me and for many others. First, as is our custom in our gatherings, I want to initially offer a preview of our activities at Parkinson's Recovery for the month of February. And then I'll connect in with each of you who called in and so that we can have some discussion and connection about what's up, what you've been doing, what questions do you have, what topics do you want to discuss. I looked through my email just as a reminder to make sure that there was no one who submitted a question or a topic that you wanted to cover. So if you did, I've been a bit busy this last for 3 or 4 days. It's possible I missed it. Now, remember, for those of you who are here live, you can write in any topic you want to discuss or any question you want to ask in that little field on the page that you're looking at if you've connected through your computer. So feel free to ask any questions. I've checked the questions before we started and didn't see any entered. What I want to now do is provide an overview of what we've done this month. First, a little background. About 3 months ago, I got a surprising series of emails from a neurologist, Dr. Stasia Gominek. Now, I have to confess to everyone, it's not too frequent that I actually get a neurologist reaching out to me, since, of course, the kind of topics and subjects that we cover here at Parkinson's Recovery are not medicine-related. That's obviously not my expertise, or it is not also the domain of Parkinson's Recovery. However, the email basically said, I'd like to meet with you. I'm going to be in Olympia, Washington. Perhaps we could connect and have coffee or lunch. And so after a few more emails, we actually set a time on a weekend when she was here doing some presentations and trainings to talk. Well, we gathered together, and I guess the discussion was about 3.5 hours long, of all things. And I must report to each and every one of you that that discussion was transformative for me in the sense that here is a person trained as a neurologist who was very strongly concluded and telling me that the key factor when it comes to success with reversing neurological symptoms is sleep. And I thought, that's really interesting. Certainly, we have talked some about sleep over the last decade, but I really haven't highlighted that as something that really is critical. The challenge with sleep is, according to what she reports, and she's, of course, had many patients who have neurological challenges, is the following. She asks her patients, how is your sleep? And the person reports back, oh, it's fine, I have no problems. What she says, however, though, is that upon further investigation, she gets some third-party observations from spouses or family members that, in fact, the person really isn't getting very good sleep. They're falling asleep throughout the day while they are sitting or watching some kind of entertainment program. Dr. Gominek then basically is saying that many people are taking medicines that allow them to blank out at night, and what they think they're doing is sleeping. What she explains is that while the medications do suppress wakefulness, and people have the idea that they're working, what she's saying is that the medications do not actually allow a person to drop down into those deep states that are necessary for healing, genuine, authentic healing from the inside out. The body has to go to that deep level of sleep in order to rejuvenate and regenerate the cells and the tissues. I thought that's really interesting because that really confirms my impressions. I sometimes will ask individuals, so how has your sleep been? And I get the same answers. Oh, it's been great. So I all of a sudden stepped back and thought, that's absolutely interesting. She volunteered to be a guest on the radio show. It took 2 or 3 months because neurologists, as you can well imagine, are very busy people. But she was a guest on the radio show this month and discussed the critical role and importance of sleep. And she also has a website with some informational materials. If you haven't heard the interview and if you haven't visited the website, I think it's certainly something that's worth pursuing. She also has, I believe, a download of a little booklet that gives some critical suggestions on sleep. She also does some consultations. Now, that, as it turns out, that program, that interview, is followed up by another, I must say, exciting discovery for me. I had been hearing reports from listeners and members of Parkinson's Recovery and people that I don't know, from strangers, with sort of calls out of the blue, with the question, have you heard about the Beamer or have you heard about pulsed electromagnetic field therapy? My answer was, no, I haven't. So are you saying that's something I should pursue? And I think there were three people who told me that over the last year. And I put it on a list, and among other items on the list, new discoveries, new possibilities that I need to be able to somehow document through interviews on the radio show. Well, the next thing that happened, and this was in basically late December, was I got an email from a person who I have great respect for. His name is Ross Pelton. He's a natural pharmacist. Some of you have heard my interviews with Dr. Pelton on Parkinson's Recovery Radio. He really is a person who is out there on the cutting edge of identifying new and exciting therapies that offer the promise of being able to allow the body to heal from the inside out. So Ross sends me an email, and then lo and behold, he talks about the Beamer. And he says, look, I think this is something that, for me, has been really exciting. I actually had an experience with the Beamer when, of all things, he was at a natural medicine conference in Los Angeles, and at the same time, there was a rodeo. At the rodeo, there was a person that had this device called a Beamer, and Ross got, I guess, 6 or 7 treatments and, I guess, had a very positive experience. So he basically, in his email, said, here's what's happened to me, and I just wanted you to know about it. So the next step of all of this is that I talked some more about Ross, and I became interested in this therapy as a possibility for my daughter, who's been confronting some pretty serious health challenges. And then I thought, all right, let's get the news out there to folks. And so Ross, because he had learned some about this therapy, recruited a person that he was connected with through this particular company. And we invited him to be a guest on the show, too. So that second radio show interview was last week. And basically it involves a person who's explaining what this new device really is all about. I then, of all things, not only decided I would, out of the blue, without any personal experience with this at all, I decided to purchase one of these Beamers, of all things. I have to confess to everybody, I tend to make decisions based on gut instinct, based on my own intuition, and this all of a sudden shouted out to me, this is something that can help my daughter. So she's receiving her unit, I think, today or tomorrow. And I'll be facilitating the setup of that. I then learned that there was a summit. It's called a Beamer Academy in Seattle, and it was only going to be sponsored, I guess, once or twice a year, and it was going to be this last weekend. So, of all things, I signed up for that, and I attended that for 2 days. Now, my summary for you of that experience really is that it was quite wonderful in the sense that I was introduced to information about this company that basically created this. It's a family business. It's not a huge corporation. And they originated in the Liechtenstein, which is a country in its own that's right next to both Germany and Switzerland. It's a very tiny little country. Many of you probably haven't heard of that, as had I not heard of that as well. In the end, the 2 days were involved with some explanations of how this particular BEMA therapy works, and the bottom line of the explanation is the following. The electromagnetic field therapy, and I guess they have a special patented delivery system that NASA has now contracted to be able to integrate into the spacesuits of astronauts, is a therapy that has now been researched, I guess, pretty extensively. So those of you who might be interested in looking at the science behind this need to, and that's what they basically told us, go to the government website, and that's PubMed, PubMed.gov, which is what I did, and then you just type in Beamer, BEMER, therapy, THERAPY, and then all the studies, all the research, the published research comes up, and so you can pick and choose and all of that long listing of studies. Now, this particular therapy is not designed for any specific illness or set of symptoms. It basically does one thing, and that is it opens up the passageways of those tiny little capillaries in our body. So the blood flows in the body through the large arteries, sent down, and then essentially eventually enter into these tiny, tiny little passageways that some of them are far, far, far smaller than the diameter of a hair. There are apparently 75,000 miles of capillaries in the body. I didn't know that. You can go 2.5 times around the earth, and finally you can get to the end of the length of all of these tiny, tiny, tiny little capillaries. The difficulty for all of us as we age is that those tend to be blocked, they're obstructed, and so the blood and the oxygen is not really flowing through. So the therapy apparently is designed to be able to facilitate the passageway of the blood through these tiny, 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 tiny 75,000 miles of capillaries throughout the body. And, of course, it also facilitates the flow through the larger vessels, veins, and arteries as well. What does this mean for persons who are struggling with fatigue and symptoms associated with the any kind of a neurological diagnosis? It looks to me like what potentially might be possible, and the jury is out, clearly, we don't know at all, but the design is that if, in fact, the blood is flowing through the body significantly better, then what is going to happen is there will be better nutrition at the cellular level. That will be enhanced, which is going to be obviously beneficial. And second of all, what will happen is all of that waste in the body has a better chance of being able to be eliminated. So my hope, my dream is that people who have really struggled with being able to cleanse their body from all these heavy metals and other kind of problematic toxins from exposure over a lifetime will be more successful with their detox programs and protocols. Now, we don't know if that's the case. There's no evidence for it. But that's the hope of this particular therapy. So I hope that if you're at all called out to pursue something like this, well, first of all, be sure to go in to look at all of the research. And if you want to know more about it, since I've now been instructed and trained in what this is all about, feel free to email me. There's some videos, links of videos that they gave me to send to you. And then if you're interested in exploring this further, I figured out over the weekend, right after the conference, a way that I can identify people who have one of these Beamer devices in your locality. And so I can find them, I can ask them if they wouldn't mind offering you a series of treatments and, you know, clarify what will be involved, and then let you know who they are and where they are. There are about apparently 1 million units in Europe, but in the United States it's a relatively new therapy. There's only about 30,000 units in the United States. I learned during the conference that, unfortunately, they are not able at this time to ship any units to Canada or to Mexico. They're clarifying the regulations up there as we speak, and apparently they're hopeful that that will be cleared in the near future. But if you're in Canada and are called out to have some of this therapy, first of all, there's a good chance we'll be able to find a Beamer for you to experience it. But if you even want to go to the next step and acquire one for your own personal home use, well, that's going to be a bit of a challenge. It can only be shipped somewhere to a border city in the United States, so you'd have to come back into the United States to actually retrieve it. And it's also not available in all countries. So, for example, it's not available in Japan or China, et cetera, et cetera. So there's some limitations. But if you're interested, depending on where you live, I can do a little investigation for you and see if they even will deliver to whatever location or country you live in. So I don't have a Beamer myself. I don't have any experience with it. But Deborah and I are hopeful that at some point down the line, we might actually have the resources to buy one for ourselves. And, of course, we look forward to hearing what Adrian's experience is as well. So in the end, if you can just imagine a stream and what that stream is like when the water is flowing through and it's fresh and delicious and you can basically drink that water from the stream directly. You know, there are no terrible critters or viruses or bacteria in the stream. It's a fresh water, clean stream. And then just imagine what happens if all of a sudden, let's say, beavers dam it up. There's a big pond. There's a cesspool. It sits there for 5 or 10 years with no movement at all. And then it collects all sorts of muck and garbage. People are throwing stuff into the pond. Well, that's what happens to our body. If we can't have a good flow of the stream through our body, then ultimately those toxins really get glued into the tissues and into the cells. So it's pretty logical that you'll just think the cells are pretty complicated kind of a living organism. And if there are toxins inside, and if basically there's not enough way or access for the body to be able to eliminate those toxins, then the body's going to begin to become challenged with the kind of symptoms that are associated with these neurological challenges. As you can tell, I'm hopeful about this as a possibility. I signed up. They have something called a distributor. You can't go to a store and purchase one of these. What the company really wants to do is to have individuals like myself learn the therapy, use the therapy for ourselves and for our family so we'll know really what's involved, and then we can instruct other people about what's involved, what are the limitations, what are the strengths, how should it be used, et cetera, et cetera. So I decided I'm just going to jump on board. I was impressed with the company. They have integrity. They're honest. They're transparent. They do what it is that they say they're going to do. I was concerned, I want to tell everybody at the very beginning, because it looked to me like it was maybe something like a network marketing thing, an MLM. And I thought, I don't think I want to be involved with that. But actually, that's not true. It's not that. I thought, oh, that's great. Okay, so the bottom line is that a network marketing or MLM company basically has all of these restrictions on people where you have to sell so much every month or you don't get paid. You have to have renewal fees every month. If you sell something and you have a quota to meet, then that expires after 3 months. I mean, it's a nightmare for those of you who know anything about that, those systems. I've never been involved in one, but every time I've seen what you have to do, I've been really turned off. However, in this particular organization, all they're really setting up is a system whereby the information about this new technology will be communicated by individuals rather than advertising on TV or newspapers or radio. There's no advertising at all. It's all through individuals. And so it's direct marketing with affiliates. That's basically what the system is all about. And so I'm an independent distributor. I'm not a part of the company. I'm called an independent distributor, as is actually Ross Pelton. He's an independent distributor as well, who's brand new, just like myself. And the kind of then system is just similar to the pharmaceutical industry. They use direct marketing, and the insurance industry, they use direct marketing. It's the same design. So it's not an MLM and it's not network marketing, which I just have to say to everybody, that was a big relief because I thought, if that's not the case, I don't think I can actually do this. So that's the story about what's called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. Again, that's an electromagnetic kind of a field therapy. And that's a little bit of a heads up about my own personal experience on the Academy two-day experience. So they have them all over the country. And so another possibility is if you want to learn more about it, you can go to one of those academies. You can attend one and have your own experience. I was impressed even with the arrangement for the Academy. It was 2.5 days, and the cost was only $200. They gave us two lunches and one dinner, and actually the meals were quite delicious. And so the actual cost that we're paying is really not even covering their cost to be able to convene these events at these hotels. So it was a good experience all in all. I met some wonderful people. I learned a great deal about the basics of this particular therapy. And I'm encouraged to, as I go down the road here, learn more and more about it. And I'm hopeful that Deborah and I will be able to actually have our own Beamer here down the line. So be clear with yourself. These therapies, and I think I have to say all the therapies I've ever identified, it seems as though the story is pretty much the same. For some people, they really do remarkable good. For other people, a little bit of good. And then there are always some people who say, gee, I wasn't able to get off the ground with it. So be sure to do your own research about this. There's a lot of information about the Beamer out on the YouTube. There are, again, a lot of studies that you can look at as well. So you can fish around and get a sense and a good idea of really what's involved. In my own research, there are other kind of pulsed electromagnetic devices out there that have been invented. And my conclusion was that it looked like the Beamer was the gold standard, so to speak. It was the one that would yield the most beneficial results. But there's a second reason why I wanted to jump on board and learn all about the Beamer. It has a sleep mode built into the Beamer. Now, you can't actually begin to receive the therapy that is known as the sleep therapy at night until after using the Beamer for about 6 weeks. But after you've used it for 6 weeks, you can then lie the pad on your bed, and it has a system where it sends a very low level of this pulsed electromagnetic energy into your body for 2 hours in the beginning of the night, and then there's a pause of about 4 or 5 hours, and then 2 hours at the end. So my idea, and it's just that, it's an idea, it's a speculation, is that if we can get some reports long-term from people who decide they want to pursue this as a therapy and are using the sleep system, perhaps this will facilitate that deep level of sleep. And that's, again, what's really critical for people to be able to see some significant improvement in their health and wellness. So that's why I'm really drawn to the Beamer. I don't see any other of these electromagnetic devices that have that particular facility. So I thought, wow, this is absolutely wonderful. So email me if you want to know information. They gave me some videos that I can send to you and other information, and I can locate a practitioner that would be located relatively near where you might live. Now I want to check the questions to see if we've got anybody who's written in a question, and gosh darn, I don't see any questions. And so if I look over here on our listing of folks that have called in, we've got so far one caller. And so I want to open up the line here and say hello to Barbara. Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. So what's up with you?
Well, not much. But I'm getting an IV, so I really can't really talk that much right now.
Heavens no, of course you can't. Well, thank you for being here and for connecting. It's wonderful to hear from you, Barbara.
You too.
Okay. Thanks a lot for connecting in. So we have one person who's called in. Now, you can go ahead and call in right now if you didn't get the notice. We sent out a number of newsletters to make sure everybody knew. And so, gosh, it's disappointing we don't have a long list of callers that I can call, you know, check in with and see what's up, see what the deal is. Barbara is busy with getting a medical therapy right now, so she can't even have an exchange with me. So she's the only person who's called in. And again, I'm going to look at the questions and answers and see if we've got any that were submitted for this particular program, and I don't see any that were submitted. So I guess I could just say a little bit more about my experience over the weekend by way of just waiting to see who else might call in, since for whatever reason we're a little light on attendance for our February meeting. I think probably because of the weather. The weather has been horrendous across many countries of the world, and so I hope those of you who have not been able to check in live are not in some kind of a horrendous disaster as we speak. The therapy of the Beamer is basically a therapy that looks like has no side effects, or they have been none reported, or that's what they indicated to us about. There apparently are a number of individuals, and of course I'm sure you're probably one of them, who would like to know, well, will this particular therapy address symptom A, symptom B, symptom C, et cetera, that I'm currently experiencing? And, of course, the response is to say, well, you can look at the evidence, the research evidence, and see what conclusion you draw. They are not going to make any claims whatsoever, which really endears me to this country. There's no assertion that it's going to do anything whatsoever for people. No claims. No big marketing push. It's a new invention. It's a therapy. There are people who are using it, and basically the deal is do your own searching, your own investigation to see what you come up with. Use your own instinct, your own intuition, muscle tests to see if this is something you even ought to even consider in any further whatsoever. So I felt like that sounded absolutely wonderful to me, that basically they're saying, look, well, you know, we're not going to go push this as something that cures any kind of an illness or a disease. It is an FDA-approved level one device. Now, just to clarify, that means that it's declared by FDA to be safe. But there's not a level two clearance. They're apparently working on securing a level two clearance as we speak. A level two clearance with the FDA means that they've looked at the research evidence and they're convinced that there's sufficient evidence that it does provide some significant therapeutic relief for specific symptoms, whatever they might be. And so, for example, you'll look at some therapies, and they will, when they're promoting that particular therapy, they'll say, well, this is FDA approved for pain. And so it would be appropriate to be able to make a claim for that therapy for pain. But for the Beamer, there's no clearance for FDA for anything right now. And so there is absolutely no interest by the company or any of the distributors to go out and make any claims whatsoever, which I thought, again, I want to repeat, I thought that was really quite a wonderful thing for them to say. It does have some clearances in Europe and other countries, but it's new to the United States, and so you don't really have that here. It's only really been in widespread use here since about the beginning of 2016. So it's not that widespread, although people do have units, and so we should be able to find somebody who has one that you can get some experience with. And again, it seems to me that one option is to find a practitioner, hopefully somebody who has a Beamer that's located near you. And this could be a chiropractor or a naturopath. It could be a pharmacy that has a unit. It just could be a person perhaps who's a local resident of your community who has one. And depending on what their requirements are, some of these individuals charge $10 for an 8-minute session. Some of them charge $20 or $25. If you're in a really high-cost city like New York, the cost may be as much as $40 or $50. One session actually lasts only 8 minutes. And it's recommended you get 2 sessions a day, one in the morning and one in the evening. But an alternative is to begin to get a series of treatments from a practitioner that's near you. So if you can find someone and maybe even get an arrangement to get a package of, let's say, 10 treatments, then that might be something really as a next course of action that would be really advisable. One of the people who attended the Academy in Seattle this last weekend was a naturopath doctor who was using her beamer in her practice, and basically she would extend an opportunity for people to try it out a couple of times for free, and if they felt as though there was some benefit to them or if they were called to pursue that, then she made an arrangement for a package of 10 sessions. At a cost, and I think she said the cost was $200 for 10 sessions, so only $20 a session. Where actually, I think she said she was personally present for those. So I thought, well, that's a deal of a lifetime. So if we find somebody in your local area that you want to pursue, I would say you might want to also explore, if this calls out to you, maybe you can make an arrangement to get a package of sessions at a reduced rate, which I would hope they would be open to. So that's another way to proceed. Obviously, to get 2 treatments of 8 minutes apiece in a day, it's a little difficult to be making 2 trips to a practitioner every single day. But that's an option, too. At least you could get 1 treatment 2 or 3 times a week, which might prove to be beneficial as well. But at the minimum, you can at least get some experience. You can see what it is. You can talk with somebody who obviously has some experience with it and see what you think. Do a little further investigation on your own part. So I'm looking here at the list, and the only person who's called in, we've already checked with, and again, she's getting a therapeutic treatment right now. And I don't see anybody who's written any kind of a question. So we have a light turnout today. I kind of feel like I've given a party and nobody showed up, which has been my lifetime fear of where you buy all the food and get everything organized and invitations out to everybody and nobody's able to show up. Well, it happens. So just to clarify, Dr. Gominick's website, for those of you that want to explore her recommendations on sleep, is the following, and I'll say it very slowly, drgominick.com. So drgominick.com. And if you're interested in getting more information about this Beamer technology, you can obviously listen to the radio show interview that I did this last week, which provides you with some interesting perspective. And also email me. I can send you links to some videos that have some really wonderful explanations of what the Beamer was actually designed to do. And, of course, I can also, if you want to go a step further, if you want to find a practitioner that's located somewhere near where you live, I've figured out how I can do my search on the website addresses that they've given me, see if I can locate somebody, make sure that they're still practicing, and then give you that information. So email me if you'd like for me to do that investigative work for you. My email address, as most of you know, is Robert, my first name, R-O-B-E-R-T, at parkinsonsrecovery.com. parkinsonsrecovery.com. And as a reminder, since many of you will be listening to this recording, remember we update the member websites. There are 12 of them that have different experiences, different information every single day of the week. And so the idea, the design, is to get an infusion of positive energy to support your own healing visit the member website every day. This is not a big hour experience. You can be there just for 8 or 10 minutes. The only thing that would take a little bit of time at the beginning of each week is to listen to the longer meditation. But again, there's obviously designed to be a benefit of that as well. So there's a longer meditation, a new one every single week, that will take anywhere from 25 to 30 minutes to hear. And then I post each day of the week a little short 2 to 4 minute or 5 minute shorter or briefer meditation that builds on that longer meditation. So when I say meditation, I'm not talking about focusing on your breath. These are focused meditations where we're inviting you to focus on certain issues and obviously for your own benefit, do some healing, some releasing, do some regeneration, some rejuvenation so that you can facilitate the progress that you're making towards your own recovery. So please visit the member websites. I do spend quite a bit of time every week updating those member sites and would love if every single one of you would begin to make a habit of visiting each of the member websites and spending a little time there. Some of them you only are going to spend about 15 or 20 seconds because it might be just a quote. One of them we have inspirational quotes. One of them of the websites is a joke. And the idea there is when you laugh out loud, you produce dopamine. It's better than taking a pill, either a supplement or a medicine. It's a natural way to produce dopamine in your body. And incidentally, there's also an app, Parkinson's Recovery Joke a Day app for Android phones. I paid 2 or 3 months ago a fortune to a programmer to program the app so that if you'd like, you can sign up through that at Google Play. And once you're signed up, it costs the amazing amount of money of $1.50 a month, which is 5 cents a day. So you get a 5 cent joke a day, but better yet, and that's every weekday, I should say, 5 days a week, not seven. But of course, the whole idea is when you see the joke, it's the invitation to laugh outside, whether you find the joke is funny or not. So when you laugh out loud, your body is making that delicious dopamine that nurtures your ability to come down to a center of balance. It calms the sympathetic nervous system, and it supports the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the key to being able to reverse whatever symptoms you might currently be experiencing. So if you've got an Android, oh gosh, get the app. And I figure I'll be able to cover that very expensive cost of developing that probably in 10 years. That's my hope. It might be a little optimistic, but that's my hope. Well, that's about it that I've got for you today. Without having any focus of topics that you'd like to cover, I basically spent the time here talking about what we've done this month at Parkinson's Recovery and also providing some information about Dr. Gominet's work, as well as the Beamer that we had an interview about on the radio show, and then my experience at the summit in Seattle. So if you have any other questions, obviously you can email me or give me a call. I'm happy to provide all the support that you need to nurture your success on your journey down the road to recovery. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound that are, I'm afraid, pretty gloomy, as they have been the last number of months, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and as you well know, all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the little fact that you have joined Parkinson's Recovery, that you are a member, that you have committed your intention and your resources to be able to figure out what it's going to take for you to be able to return to full and complete health and wellness. Thank you so much for being a part of what we do here at Parkinson's Recovery. It means a great deal to me personally and to the many others who are supported by the many free resources that we actually provide. I look forward to connecting with you 1 month from now in March, the last Monday at noon, for our March Parkinson's Recovery Support Group meeting. Thanks so much for joining us today.